from New York City.
The Comedy Cellar and Rethink Production present
Live from America Podcast.
We will make America great again.
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Live from America Podcast.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
No. Excuse me. Just so you understand.
We can't be the stupid country anymore.
Live from America Podcast.
I believe we can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or young or old or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try.
It's just words, folks. It's just words.
This is Live from America Podcast with Noam Dorman and Haddon Gabb.
I know. No, they can never say my name right.
But how do you
matter.
Say it?
It doesn't matter anymore.
It's Haddon Gabb.
Yeah, I know.
That's the perfect way.
But they say Noam Dorman perfectly. Racist. So anyway, hello everyone and welcome to Live from America Podcast from the Comedy Cellar, the best comedy club in the world, right here in New York City. And let me introduce our guest first, comedian Mike Yard. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And comedian Karen Margolis. You see, I can say your name now.
You did amazing.
I know. And we have from Australia, Mr. Harris Sultan, who is an actor and talent manager and founder of ex-Muslim Atheist Page. He's been drawing some attention recently with his views over online. Welcome to the show from Australia. Can you hear us, Harris?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And of course, Noam Dorman here. And happy birthday to Noam.
Thank you.
He's 40 years old today.
Happy birthday.
And welcome to the show.
Oh, happy on your birthday.
I hate my birthday.
Why?
You're not 40.
Shut up, Karen.
I didn't want to say anything. But I just let it slide.
Yeah, nobody likes their birthdays anymore.
Why you don't like your birthday? It's you, man. You celebrate yourself. Why wouldn't you celebrate yourself, dude?
This man risked his life to drop Islam, and you want to talk to me about my birthday?
So because he risked his life, you can't celebrate your birthday? It's such a bleeding heart liberal, no.
So, anyway.
I actually did celebrate my birthday with...
You did?
With a bunch of virgins.
Not even going to touch that one.
Of course, you can tell who's Jew and who's Jews in this conversation right here, making fun of us. Well,
yeah.
you're not us anymore, so...
How many virgins is it supposed to be?
72, if the economy is good, and 75.
Yeah. The weirdest
for
selling
inflation.
Point. I always thought that was the weirdest selling point, right? 72 virgins.
Yeah, I don't know why it stopped at two, but anyway.
I was even more on one virgin. That's
guys, one joke against Islam at a time, please. There's only one of me here. So, Live from America Podcast, we talk about politics, news, culture, everything. And tonight, we're going to talk about believing in God. So let's take a quick mic. Do you believe in God?
I don't believe in God in the sense that people in like religion says you should believe in God, but I don't think this is coincidental. I think that, you know, the fact that the earth works the way it works says there's something more at play here,
yeah.
But I don't know what it is, and I'm not smart enough to decipher what it is. I just don't believe it's what they say, what the books say it is.
Yeah. What by book you mean what?
Well, I was raised Catholic. I was, you know, and I went to Catholic school from second grade to eighth grade, and, you know, and we did a lot of Bible study in Catholic school, and the more I studied the Bible, the more I was like, this is kind of fishy.
Yeah. But you see, when you say you don't believe in God, it's not big news that you left the Catholic religion. But somebody like Harris, if you leave it and you become an ex-Muslim, that's a big deal, right, Harris?
See, that's the disrespect that Christians have been complaining about. That's why Trump won, because y'all be dismissing us Christians like that.
Well, it
should be big news that I left the Catholic Church. Why is it not?
No, not because, you know,
Catholic Church doesn't care.
They don't
Yeah, they don't. What about you, Harris? What made you... First of all, you were Muslim. You were born Muslim, right?
Yes, I was. So I was born in Lahore, Pakistan, which is a very conservative religious country. It's not as extremist as you would think countries like Saudi Arabia or Iran to be. So it wasn't that much of an issue initially. I wasn't forced to go to a mosque. I wasn't forced to read Quran, but we still did it. I mean, my family still are moderate Muslims. So there was never any pressure on me to be extremely religious or the other way around. But yes, there was an expectation that we're born Muslim, so we should die Muslim. But the things didn't, it didn't make any sense to me from the age of 8, 9, 10 onwards. I struggled for 10, 12 years to make sense out of religion itself and then the broader question of God itself. Things didn't make sense. And just to answer your question earlier, like being an ex-Muslim, for some reason it is slightly different from being an ex-Christian or ex-Hindu or something.
Mm-hmm.
Being an ex-Muslim comes with some severe consequences. So you just have to live with it.
Yeah, what would be the consequences? Being killed?
Well, that's the most you can get. But I speak to a lot of ex-Muslims who are shunned away by their friends and family. They are scared. The situation gets worse if you're living in a Muslim country. So, but in the worst case scenario, yes, you can get killed. I mean, I'd never hung around strict extreme Muslims. So, I mean, I've never felt threatened. With my life, at least. But I can see if I do get into a conversation with a seemingly moderate Muslim, things get heated up pretty quickly. The worst case scenario is you can get killed. Someone can come and tell you that what you're doing is not right, and I'm going to fast track your ticket to hell. I get threats all the time on my Facebook page. Most of them I know are just keyboard warriors. They either would not have the capacity to reach me, or they are just angry and just speaking out of anger. So yeah, I mean the threat for your life is always there.
Okay. And Karen?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Well, if your family were moderate Muslims, not that I know anything about it, why publicly leave? Why make it a thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, couldn't you just stop doing Islam and then not have to deal with any of the blowback?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Yeah, I've addressed that before. I can keep my mouth shut. My father tells me that all the time. He said, well, don't say anything. You want to do whatever you want to do, just do it privately so no one has to deal with it. And I've been an atheist for a good 10, 12 years, and I've been living a good life for 10, 12 years. But I see myself, I'm very connected with this page that I opened up, and it opened up a whole new world for me, where I get hundreds of messages from atheists living in Pakistan. So even to me, it was a news, like I was shocked that there are that many atheists in Pakistan. And a few atheists got killed, kidnapped by the government, intelligence agencies. I saw myself in it, that if I was living in Pakistan as an atheist, I probably would have been dead for 5-10 years by now. I'm not so interested in converting people into atheism or leaving whatever faith they want to believe in. I'm more interested in trying to do something for those atheists who are living in oppressive countries, and they want to speak out. I get so many depressing messages from atheists living in Pakistan, and they can't even talk to their parents. They can't talk to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
They have to fake fast in Ramadan. They have to pretend that they're praying when they don't want to do it. I mean, I can't imagine how depressing that would be for you to pretend to be a Muslim or any other religion for that matter.
No, you don't believe in God.
So yeah,
right?
That's why I'm an atheist.
I don't believe in God, no.
But you consider yourself Jewish as well.
Really?
Yeah. No, not the This, I'm trying to make a point here.
I don't consider myself. I am Jewish. I can't. I consider myself Korean.
No.
How can you be my
23andMe genetic profile says I'm Jewish.
Yeah. Well,
how can you be Jewish and not believe in God? Isn't Jewish a Jew?
Because they're so smart. They made it not a religion. They made it a race. That's how smart Jews are.
Well, we didn't make it a race because you can convert.
So exactly.
Even if you convert.
So then,
it's still
how
Jewish.
Does that work? If you can. Yeah. How does that work? How does that work to be Jewish still but not believe in God? Or you
can't,
just decide you're doing
I can't.
It? I want to know, man. You can't just make a statement like that and not explain that. I don't believe in God, but I'm Jewish.
Okay. There's the Jewish people. It's a people. You can take somebody's DNA and determine that they're Jewish. And some people are religious, some people are not. Makes no difference. You're still Jewish.
So that's my point. It's a race, not a religion.
Not a race.
So then how can you convert into a race?
It's an ethnicity. It's a nationality. It's a nation.
If you say so. But
I've always been very curious to me if it is a
well
race.
Maybe if you fucking stop walking around wondering and maybe cracked open a book once
well I'm asking
it wouldn't be such a mystery.
I don't like to read. I'm not a reader.
I like to walk around wondering. I wish there was some technology I carried around in my pocket.
Yeah, I
would. I could actually that would probably I'd all have to write is why are Jews, and it would probably say did you mean why are Jews a nation?
No, because This would not be explained,
thing.
But this would not be explained on Google. I don't
oh,
think
yes,
Google
would, yeah.
would explain
yeah,
how you yeah. can say you don't believe in God and still be Jewish. I'm because not questioning what Jewish being Jewish is. I'm questioning how you could be believe in God
you start
and not
with
be a part
the
of the
definition
religion.
Of the word nation, and you'll get concerned. But I don't want to leave this.
So,
this
so Harris,
poor man, to hear this. I know what he's thinking about the American education system, but really.
Mike doesn't represent the American education system.
That does not speak
system.
To the American...
He only represents African-Americans, not the American...
I represent the African-American public school system, which is different than the Jewish public school system.
Thank you.
Let's
Here
talk
we go.
About it then.
Here we go.
Since we're going to talk crap, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Sing your Negro spiritual. I want to hear it. Shit, it's about time we all started singing it.
Oh, happy
it.
Day.
That's so, not so Harris, it seems to me that this is the point that I was trying to make, that you can be, you know, you don't have to leave.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
I wish I knew a Jewish song to sing right now.
Oh, you can sing any Arabic song. They steal a lot from us. So, anyway, what?
Oh, no, we do. It's called we do
so,
steal.
So, Harris, why did you feel that you want to leave the Muslim religion? If you were Christian or Jewish, would you do the same thing? Like, is it against religion in general or just specifically Muslim? From your page, it seems like you have an issue with Islam itself. Is that true?
No, it's not entirely true, but I can see where you're coming from because a lot of people do criticize that it seems like it's anti-Islamic page as opposed to anti-religion. Mm-hmm. The only reason, I mean, as simply as I can put it, the only reason why I speak about Islam the most is because that's the only religion I'm most familiar with. I've studied that in great detail. I mean, yes, true, I know a little bit about Christianity. I know even less about Judaism, and that's how it goes. So, I
so what part of Islam that made you? What part of the religion that you feel that was wrong, that you didn't believe in, it didn't make sense to you? Like if we talk about Islam,
Judaism.
Islam, no, Judaism, oh, it all doesn't make sense. But no, Islam itself.
Oh, that you laugh at.
you still have some Muslim DNA. There is hope.
Look at that. He couldn't even help it. Like you banged his knee and he kicked.
So what part of Islam that didn't make sense to you?
The religion itself is so vast that you can't study every particular religion and say, okay, well, cross that out. I don't believe that. So the religion that I was born in and when I was indoctrinated with, when I started asking questions, which we can discuss in detail later, the criterion that I set was, is there any evidence for Allah or any God for that matter? Is the morality depicted in Quran, is it any good? Or at least, is it compatible with our today's world? Or is the science in Quran very good? Now, all those three questions, if you ask a Muslim scholar or anyone who is a firm believer of Islam, would say yes, there's evidence for all of them. And unfortunately, the evidence or the rebuttal that they give.
But once again, I don't want to interrupt you, but once again, you're talking about God in general. I want to know more specific about Islam. What is in the religion that you did not believe, that did not make sense to you?
Well, as I said, first of all, there's no evidence for Allah. Uh-huh. There's no evidence for Allah that I can see that can make sense. The second thing, if Allah is the creator of billions of galaxies, then the best way he could communicate with us was through a prophet, through a book. So let's read the book. Is the morality in the book, is it any good? I'm sorry to say, it's not any good to me. Is the science in that book any good? I'm sorry, it's not any good.
Can you be more specific so we can attack you?
He says it's all mythology. He says no evidence for any of it. I get it.
Look at Noam's energy.
This is a man. This is a man who believes in proof. He didn't see any proof.
We're talking about God. I want to know specific about Islam. Like, if he left the religion because he doesn't believe in God in general, yes, I agree. But I want to know what part of Islam that did not make sense to him specifically, maybe part of the Quran or something, you know, that.
But didn't he just say because Allah does, he doesn't believe Allah?
He said God, and then he said the whole book is garbage.
He did not say that.
I'm paraphrasing, Harris.
I'm ready to answer because, you know, millions of people are listening.
Wait, time out. Do you believe in God?
Of course I do, and I believe in Islam too. I'm a Muslim, and I have a lot of, and obviously there's people don't see Islam the way it is, you know, but because I was, I have good parents that taught me the right way, and I went to good schools, so, and I research, and I read, and I use my cell phone when I'm walking. So there is a lot of things. So when you say, for example, when you say there is no science behind Islam, actually in Quran there's miracles of science.
Come on,
get out of here.
You're pulling out miracles as proof.
This is the difference. This is the difference between Jews and Christians.
I don't want to say anything bad about the Quran or about Islam. We'll leave that to the comedians who work at the stand.
I'm so flattered you think I work at the stand.
I'm just saying.
Good move, Noam. Good move. No, I like that move. Noam is vicious.
But
I have no idea.
He's like the Godfather.
But I think in religion in general, there's no good science in any religious book.
This is my point. If you wanted to know, you would ask me like what?
Like what?
But instead,
like what?
You're just making fun.
Like what?
Instead, you're just making fun.
But when you say miracles, it kind of changes the conversation.
Miracles of science.
Disney say miracles, millions of dollars.
And Disney's for children.
He's just gonna keep talking until he can think of something.
No, I can't.
What miracles of science?
I have a lot, but I first wanted.
One is enough.
You want just one?
One miracle of science.
Okay, I tell you one miracle of science. In the Quran, it says God was swearing by the places of the stars. Not the stars itself, but the places of stars. Millions of years later, they find out that the stars that you see right now doesn't really exist because it was gone millions of years ago, but the light still come. So they don't call it, when you see a star right now, scientifically, you don't say a star. You say the place of the star. This was in the Quran.
It's a good guess.
Thank you. Anyway, there's millions of other science that, you know, could be proven. But I want to get back to you, Harris. Can you be more
specific? That was a pretty good answer. I got to give it to you. It's a pretty good answer.
Thank you. Can I say it again? So in the Quran, okay, never mind. No.
Clearly, Abraham taught you well.
The Jews just want to take credit
for
anything.
I'm almost mad that he had an answer for that shit.
Yeah. I come prepared. I have 2 pages. Actually, 1.5. Anyway, Harris, so can you tell me a more specific about, like, for example, if you say marrying 4 women doesn't make sense, you know, that will be, like, can we be more specific?
Beating women.
Or what?
Or beating.
Now you're talking.
Well, that part's reasonable.
That's a great point. Now you're talking about culture, not religion. Where did it say?
What did she say right before you beat her.
When did Quran say you can beat woman?
Okay, well, I'm sure you seem like kind of a guy who probably has studied his religion, so you would know that there's chapter 4, verse 34, tells you very clearly that men are maintainers of men.
In your face.
Men are maintainers of women.
You was hoping he didn't have a chapter, did you?
I didn't even hear. I can't hear from their laughter. Damn it.
You heard it. We all heard it. How come you ain't here?
He just owned you. Chapter 4, verse 34?
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it. Chapter 4, verses 34. Let's go. Can you find it?
I welcome you to read that. It says that very clearly that men are maintainers of their wives. If they are disobedient wives, you first tell them not to be disobedient. Then don't sleep with them, and then finally strike them.
Which says the same thing
about beating your wife. Some translations say punch, some say olive branch. That's chapter 38, verse 44. And then you have sex slaves, which is Quran chapter 4, verse 24, chapter 4, verse 3.
I mean, damn.
Keep going.
I have it in front of me, and it's not quite as unreasonable as you're saying.
Oh, shit.
Here comes
men
the joke.
Men have authority over women by right of what Allah has given one over the other and what they spend from their wealth. It means you need to take care of the woman.
Yeah. Yes.
So righteous women are devoutly obedient, guarding in the husband's absence what Allah would have them guard. But those wives from whom you fear arrogance, first advise them. Then if they persist, forsake them in bed. And finally, it's a last resort.
Finally, strike them. But if they obey you once more,
seek no means against them.
So it's saying
if they don't make you hit them.
You see the beating coming from a mile away.
First of all, we're not talking about Mayweather here. It's striking.
I believe every religion says the same thing in the Bible.
Same thing.
Yeah, every religion.
Yeah. But I'm gonna ask you, why did it?
This is the thing I don't understand. Well, you don't believe in God anyway. I don't know why he's pushing you on this, because you don't believe in God. It doesn't even matter what the Quran says. Even if the Quran said stuff that you did agree with, it wouldn't matter because you'd still not believe in God.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So if the Quran says you shouldn't steal, that you believe you shouldn't steal, but not because it's in the Quran.
Yeah. I think I've already addressed that question, that I am not interested in telling people that your religion is false. I am more interested in people who already believe that their religion is false, but they are being oppressed and they want to get out of that.
Right, that's
so,
what I'm saying. So
I want to help out those.
So he's pushing you on this, but I
think... I'm not trying to be, the point I'm trying to make, we all, you know, very open-minded here. I have three in the studio that don't believe in God as well. My point is, like, you know, for me personally, you know, the war that's going on against Islam, especially here with the media and stuff like that. So interviewing somebody like you, actually, that's very good for the, for the religion, because a lot of people here say, oh, if you leave the religion, you're going to die and you're going to get killed and you're going to be targeted and stuff. And it's not as serious as that. My point is, like, I'm really trying to find out from you because
It's not as serious. I didn't understand that part. But what do you mean it's not as serious as?
Because nobody is gonna be targeting anybody away from, like, when you say, like, you are, you said yourself that you have no death threats, you have no problem.
Because I live in Australia.
No, I understand.
Because I live in Australia.
But there are people that live in England back in the day, say back in the 80s, that would do the same thing, and they will get death threats, and actually will get followed and stuff like that. So it's not about, you know, of course, if you live in Pakistan or in Saudi Arabia, it would be harder for you, obviously. I'm not denying that. But again, I say it's the culture, it's not the religion, you know.
But the religion says you can beat your wife.
I know.
Oh, you just remembered that part of the whole conversation? What about the stars?
I'm asking you a fair... I want to ask you a legitimate question.
What about the stars?
Well, listen.
The part that I said
well,
was...
but that's really... You just made the point, actually, I wanted to get to.
Which is?
That if you believe in God, yeah. and if you believe in the Quran, and if the Quran says that if you can keep your bitches in check...
Yeah.
Then who are you to say... that it's wrong. Like you mean there couldn't be a religion that says it's okay to hit your wife?
I didn't say anybody is right or wrong.
No, what I'm saying is don't have it both ways. If you want to believe, say, you know, I believe in the Quran, and if the Quran says it's okay to beat your wife, then I think it's okay to beat your wife.
Well, here's the thing. You know, in the Bible, in the Quran,
because what people do, they say, yeah, I believe it.
No.
But the stuff that I disagree with, I just don't believe that stuff. That's
no,
ridiculous.
No, you have
believe
to,
it or not.
Okay, let me give you an example. So in the Quran,
is it okay to beat your wife?
I'm gonna tell you. You have to live the time. In the Quran, it says when you're in a war, prepare all the horses you can. So do you think right now if there's a war, we're going to prepare horses?
Because
it says that in Quran?
Possible.
No.
Maybe if you did that, God would have you would win.
No, this has not... This
maybe
is,
that's where you guys are going. Maybe if ISIS had prepared some horses, they'd still be in Raqqa.
You wish. So that's my point. Is like there are parts of the Quran or any or a Bible or anything that when people say, oh, this is ridiculous or this doesn't make sense. Yeah, because it was hundreds of thousands of years ago. So... things change, so you have to read it.
I'm not very convinced by this.
No, so I just give you an example.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing.
Also, women still mouth
off. But can I tell you that's a lot of the reason? That's a lot of the reason why I don't.
Women are still mouth off.
Don't change.
That's a lot of the reason why I don't follow Christianity right now because I feel like it's so old and all the stuff in the Bible. Nothing happened now.
Yeah.
Or recently. It's all thousands of years ago.
Exactly.
But I'm supposed to live my life by something that stopped happening thousands of years ago. No more miracles.
Exactly.
No more chapters added.
But
Jesus just stopped after a certain point and then is waiting
you have
for
to
Armageddon.
Understand when the Bible came, it was for a certain time. And the whole point is you understand the concept of the value of it, and then you do it. You know what I'm saying? And you believe in it. That's the point.
Sometimes
but that's my
sometimes
point.
The miracles
so
do stop, Mike.
But
when I was a kid, the Knicks won the championship in 1973.
I know,
I
heard about it. That was a baby.
No,
was a baby.
By your logic, they should have won again.
But that's my point. Like, why am I devoting my life to a book that kind of is outdated?
Because,
you know what I mean?
Because it's not a book. Oh, go ahead, Harris. Go ahead.
It's half an hour. Did you want to end it in half an hour?
Yeah, 10 minutes. Yeah, go ahead, Harris.
Can I very quickly come back to your point that you said that it was just for that time? It's a false claim because no Muslim scholar would agree with you because Quran makes a special claim that it is a book for all eternity. Now, even if you go by your argument that it was just okay to beat up your disobedient or arrogant wives in the 6th century or 7th century, where does it say that, okay, when you have a modern democratic societies and you have a feminist movement and then you can start treating women equally and then you don't have to be? I mean, the argument that it was just okay for that time, it just doesn't make sense.
First of all, I want to say two things. You'd be way more convincing without that Australian accent. That's not the kind of accent you're not supposed to have when you try to convince people about Islam. You got to sound. And number one. Number two, isn't it interesting? There is no other religion that you can find yourself on the news or on the guest of a podcast simply because you've chosen not to believe in that religion anymore.
I know.
You're being broadcast all over the world simply because, you know, I don't believe in Islam anymore. Whoa.
I know.
Let's get this guy in the talk show circuit.
What
does that tell you about the religion?
Exactly. I mean, we have charisma, as Muslims, but...
Do you have any issues with Islam?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have issues with Muslims that believe in Islam in a different way than they should. You know, just like any other religion. But I have no problem with anybody being choose whatever they want to be, you know. But my point, and I'm very excited to talk to Harris because...
Will you eat pork?
Will I eat pork?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't like it.
You've tasted it?
Yeah. I just don't like it.
That
you know?
Is a lie. Like a miracle science. That is a lie.
You know what? That it miracle science was amazing. Come back. Make sure it's in highlights, please.
What I'm getting at, I'm sorry. I said pork, but I meant bork.
Bork. Okay.
So what I'm getting at is that it's so easy for Muslims. Like, it's always, yeah, the horses just means transportation, and beat your wife just meant, like, you know, give her a good talking to.
It's not only.
But the admonition on pork, that's forever. We didn't go out of that one.
Yeah, and punish the gays, absolutely, like Harris said, but it says it's also in the Bible. It's in a lot of other religions. My point is, like, listen.
What, punish the gays?
Yeah.
But he's right, though. Most of these religions have the same archaic rules. So,
Difference is, if you're a Jew or a lot of kinds of Christians, you don't have to do Jew or like, proclaim.
But you don't have
anything.
To if you're
you
Muslim either.
Be a Muslim, can you be like, I believe in none of this shit? I don't think the miracles of science are miracles or science, and still be a Muslim? Like, will other Muslims be like, yep, you're still a Muslim?
How many Muslims I grew up with that smoke weed and wild out, drink, all that stuff?
Yeah, but in the eyes of other Muslims, because for other Jews, like, I was born Jewish, my mom was born Jewish, and her mom was born Jewish, so I could say whatever
shocking.
I want.
Yeah.
And, yeah, don't die of shock, please. But I'm still Jewish. If I say I don't believe in God or I don't believe in the Bible or whatever,
that's
I'm still a
met
Jew.
Kurt.
Sorry, that's her boyfriend.
I'll throw you right out of that
room. I believe there's a lot of Muslims that do that also.
No,
my
point with Harris is I think you know I think he believes in what he likes to believe, and I agree with him that he have the I'm being serious.
Oh.
Just like Harris, just like Noam, just like Mike, you all don't believe in God, and that's your right to. My point is only is like why that I was trying to find out is why. You don't believe in God, that doesn't mean that you don't believe in the religion itself. You know, you just don't believe in any religion.
Tell me you don't like bacon, and I will smack you.
But I think but your question is weird because
no way.
You want him to tell you what he has against Islam per se, right? That's
yeah.
why. But his focal point would be Islam because he was born a Muslim. It's like me not believing in Christianity anymore, but I'm attacking Islam.
And I agree.
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah, and I agree with that, but I would say, you know, that I am an atheist. I won't say I'm an ex-Muslim. You know, so that's my point.
Oh, I hear what you're
saying. That's my point. So my last question, Harris, to you. Your acting career, how is that? Because how is that working out for you being, Muslim? Do you get like...
Ex-Muslim.
Yeah, ex-Muslim.
You dick.
Like, do you still get...
Let me guess. You're playing a lot of guys who they set up so the audience thinks you're the bad guy, but it turns out you're really the good guy. And also a lot of computer experts. Correct?
So how is that working out for you as an actor?
How many Mexicans have you played?
Well, the left in Australia is very similar to the left of the world, where...
Yeah.
The moment you start criticizing religion, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're racist, you're a bigot, you're Islamophobe.
Yeah.
So the same problem in our industry is the same. So I've received letters from some talk show hosts from Australia, and they've accused me of being an Islamophobe, where I had to say, well, I can't be an Islamophobe. At least I don't hate Muslims because my entire family is Muslim. I don't have a single atheist in my entire family. And we Muslims, Muslims produce a lot of babies. So
but
we,
do you?
I have 200 to 300.
Are you ever a phobe of Islam? Though? Like, are you, like, in the truest sense, are you ever afraid of it?
I am.
We all are.
You really?
It's scary as shit.
I'm not afraid
Islam
of Islam.
It's scary as shit.
I'm not afraid of Islam.
Miracles of science aside.
I'm afraid of crazy motherfuckers who want to blow people up.
That's who I'm afraid of.
I'm not afraid of Islam. There's some crazy white people doing shit out there, too. So.
We have to go.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself where these people are getting the motivation to blow themselves up. I know it's a can of worms, and Hatim, you'll probably... have a counter argument against that, but there's a video that I created where the verses are so vague that you can easily twist and turn them, and you can an ISIS recruiter would see it in one way, and it's so easy to go to a madrasa full of 14-year-old children and tell them that okay, you need to fight in the name of Allah, and you have to do good, spread Islam, so you can go that way. And then on the other hand, moderate Muslims like my parents or like yourself, would say, no, you only fight in self-defense. You don't need to wage a war against anyone. But the point is that these verses, I mean, ISIS, they're not as crazy as you might think. They believe in their mind, or before them, Al-Qaeda, or these guys are righteous people in their mind. In their mind, they're believing the literal word of God, which is Quran, and they're following it. And it's easy for them to recruit suicide bomber. You kill one suicide bomber, there'll be 10 more. Yeah. And I understand the political dynamics of it. In my country, Pakistan, it gets bombed. The tribal areas of Pakistan get bombed by American drones a lot. It has slowed down in the last couple of years or so. But every house that gets bombed, if you have a child in there and he's lost his parents or limbs are gone, it's so easy for him to become a terrorist. And it's so easy for him to read two or three verses of Quran and wage jihad against America or any Western democracy. So, yes, it has political grounds, but the motivation does come from the verses.
Absolutely. Well, Harris, I think you're a very reasonable guy, and I think you're a very smart guy, and, you know, good luck to you in your career, and thank you so much for being here.
18 virgins.
Would you like to share your page information or any contact for fans, too?
I'm not going to give him 72.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, you can follow our page. It's ex-Muslim-atheist666. I picked that number just to troll.
Jesus.
Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is also X letter X Muslim atheist. And yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here, and I'm sure we'll have you in the future. And stay in touch, and I'll email you the details of the show. Thank you so much for being here. And Mike, thank you so much. Would you like to share your information?
Salaam alaikum.
Check out my podcast, Yard Talk Podcast. I'm on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, all of that.
Your Twitter?
Twitter, Mike Yard Comedy.
Yep, Karen.
Check out my podcast on Hireable. Listen to Race Wars. My Twitter is Karen Margolis with an E. So, you know.
Yes, and of course, the Comedy Cellar.
Unhireable?
Unhireable. Not hireable, yeah.
Follow the Comedy Cellar on Twitter and live from AmericaPodcast.com. You'll find all the links. Harris, thank you very much. And guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A good night. Thank you.
You were listening to Live from America Podcast. To contact us, please go to www.livefromamericapodcast.com. Brought to you by the Comedy Cellar and Rethink Production.